With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President Harris formally conceded the election while urging her supporters to keep fighting for freedom. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Instead of delivering a victory speech, Harris acknowledged her loss to Donald Trump.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results.
She promised to help with a peaceful transfer of power, but said she's not giving up on the issues and values she fought for.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wildfires are on the move in Southern California, fueled by strong winds.
Forecasters are warning for the potential of extreme and life-threatening fires. Homes were evacuated in Malibu. A fire is burning near multi-million dollar homes. In Moore Park, California, this teenager says the roof of their home caught fire as she and her mother were getting their pets out.
It's pretty burnt up. I was in there getting our ducks in. As I was in there, the pond was just catching flames as I was standing there.
She spoke to KABC. Wind gusts are topping 60 miles per hour. Water dropping helicopters are still flying, but the wind is making it very difficult. I'm Ed Donahue.
California voters have approved an initiative making shoplifting a felony for repeat offenders again and increasing penalties for some drug charges. Two other measures remain too early to call Wednesday afternoon. One would increase the minimum wage to $18 an hour by 2026. On Wall Street, the Dow up by a record 1,508 points. The NASDAQ rose 544. The S&P advanced 146. This is SRN News. More trouble for the Church of England.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican Communion has threatened to split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The 300-plus Christian homeless shelters of Citygate Network are marshaling their resources for the annual Thanksgiving Day feast. Tens of thousands of people with no home to go to will sit down to the traditional meal on November 28th, thanks to an army of volunteers and special donations from Christians across the country. About 1.3 million Americans are homeless in any given year. This is SRN News. The global law enforcement agency Interpol says its largest ever operation against human trafficking and migrant smuggling has led to arrests and the rescue of all around 3,000 potential victims.
The six-day operation carried out in September and October saw raids, special deployments, and increased flight monitoring take place in over 100 countries and territories across the world. Those rescued included young people forced to work on farms in Argentina, people coerced into working as domestic servants across the Middle East, and victims forced into exploitative pyramid schemes across West and Central Africa. Interpol's Secretary General Jürgen Stock said it had highlighted the vast scale of the challenge posed by organized crime groups who exploit the vulnerable and underscored the importance of coordinated global action.
The BBC's Tom Bailey. More details at srnnews.com.